Welcome to another episode of Faith Made Simple.
Willkommen zu einer weiteren Folge von Glauben einfach gemacht.
We are committed to teaching faith in a simplistic way that brings understanding, so that you can live a powerful life in Christ Jesus.
Wir verpflichten uns, den Glauben auf einfache Weise zu lehren, die Verständnis bringt, damit sie ein kraftvolles Leben in Jesu Christi führen können.
Here is Pastor Elisha Lawson with today's teaching.
Hier ist Pastor Elisha Lawson mit der heutigen Lehre.
Praise God, it's good to be with you. Brand new broadcast, going to be life-changing for every one of you who are viewing it. Let's get ready to deal with the most important subject. If you're talking about you want to be a strong Christian, and we're talking about faith, this broadcast is to make it simple for you. This whole book, the Bible, is a book of faith from start to finish. So it's very important to understand what faith is. So let's deal with that. What is faith? Because until you understand that, you won't never know whether you have it or you don't have it. But God wants you to know that you have faith, and He wants you to know when you do not have faith. So let's get into it. If you have a Bible with you, or if not, pick it up later or get the notes that will come with this teaching. It's going to be life-changing. Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says this here. Now, keep in mind, we're dealing with what is faith. Say it after me. What is faith? You said, Pastor Lawson, you're making it elementary. That's right, because faith is never complicated. We make it complicated. But when you learn this today, you'll never doubt whether you have faith or you don't have faith. You'll know when you're operating in faith, and you'll know when you're not operating in faith. And you'll never have to say, I need more faith, or I need faith like sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so. They really have faith. You have it too. That's why you're listening to this broadcast. That's why you're going to be changed today by faith. So let's look at it. What is faith? Romans chapter 10, verse 8 says this here. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. The greatest revelation you could get out of this year, I was reading it one day, and God just said, son, read it again. And the last portion of it says, the word of faith, which we preach. The word of means origin. Origin is something from which it gets its life from, which it come from. Well, it just told us here, the word of faith. So he told us right here that faith is the word of God. And the word of God is the faith of God. Do you understand that? So say with me, faith is the word of God. There you go, say it. And the word of God is faith. It's so simple. I have people all the time come to me and say, Pastor Lawson, I don't have faith. I don't have faith like so-and-so. I don't have faith like this person. I said, you do have faith. Do you have a Bible? They say, yeah, I have a Bible. Well, the word of God is the faith of God. Now, faith and the word is like water. Two things about water. Water is wet. It doesn't have wet. Water is wet. Anytime you drink water, you will get wet. When you hear the word of God, you're hearing faith. God's word do not have faith. God's word is faith. That's why it's called the word of faith. The origin of my faith is the word. The origin of God's faith is his word. The origin of God's faith is his word. You can't separate water and wet. You can't separate the word and faith. They are one. And then when you grasp this here now, opening the Bible will be great to you, because you understand you're not just reading the word, you're reading faith. You are learning faith. You are hearing the substance. Listen, when you read it, you are hearing the substance of what you have. Hebrews 11 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So when you open the Bible and begin to read, you are hearing the substance. And the substance you're hearing is not coming. It is a now reality. It's a revelation that you have it now. And until you understand that, you'll always be struggling. Do I have faith? Do I have enough faith? Well, we're going to learn today that faith, the first thing we're looking at, just faith is the word. I want you to say that with me again. Say, faith is the word. Then said, the word is faith. I want to be so elementary because this broadcast is faith made simple. We want to keep it simple. So many people are defeated in life and they're Christians because they're complicating something which shouldn't be complicated. Faith is the foundation. Faith is the foundation of the whole Bible. And that means we must know what faith is. A lot of people say, I want to have faith. I want faith. I'm going to share it with you again. Faith is the word. Let me read it again. He says here, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and even in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. So the word is faith. The word, remember, origin, of means origin. That means that it's one. Let me say it like this here again. Faith, do the word of God do not have faith. The word of God is faith. You got to catch that. A lot of people say God's word have faith. Well, I understand what they're trying to say. And I understand, I'm not saying they're wrong, but to make it simple, faith is the word of God. So when I find the word of God, I found the faith of God. When I find the faith of God, it better be the word of God. We're talking about his faith. We're not talking about human faith or faith that outside of the word. We're talking about the faith of God. You have it. So you learn this. You're learning right now that faith is the word. Say it again. Faith is the word. So now every time you open the Bible, every time you pick up the book and you begin to read, you're reading faith substance. What am I mean? Faith substance. And you are reading something that's already in existence. And we're going to see that it's not something that's going to come. It's something that's in existence, but it's a something that you're going to have to learn how to manifest. And we'll pick up that in the next broadcast. But right now, we just want to deal with faith is the word. Now, look at another scripture here. Romans, you're already in Romans. Or if you're not, you'll look at it later. Or if you have your Bible, go get it quickly and sit down and listen to this here. Look what Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says. I was reading this scripture, and here we go again. It brought to the reality that faith and the word is the same. I'm talking about God's word now. Keep in mind, we're talking about God's word, not human words. God's word is faith, and we're talking about his faith. Now, look what Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says. So then, faith, notice now, so then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, here's the revelation. Notice faith cannot come until you hear the word. That's powerful. So if I don't hear the word, I'm not hearing faith, because faith is the word. Do you understand this? Faith is the word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? By the word of God. So when I hear the word of God, I'm hearing faith. Notice it didn't say I'm hearing something else. It said faith is the word. Notice what it said. Faith cometh by hearing. Right now, as I read that scripture to you, that was faith coming to you. Faith is, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you hear the word of God, you're hearing faith. If you don't hear the word of God, you're not hearing God's faith. So when you hear the word, you know you're hearing faith. How do you know when faith comes? It comes by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. I'm keeping it elementary. I want it so simple. That's what this broadcast is about. Faith made simple. And this is the opening broadcast, but we're going to build on it and build on it. But the foundation must be sure in your heart. You must have a surety that God's word is faith, and faith is the word of God. So now notice what it says here in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And this is very important. Now, let's look at this here. Remember this now. I'm teaching you faith simple. Everywhere now when you read in the Bible, everywhere when you see the word faith, you ought to automatically say the word. And everywhere you see the word, wherever you see the word, you ought to automatically say faith. Because faith is the word, and the word is faith. Let me give an example. It says that we walk by faith and not by sight. So guess what that just said? We walk by the word of God and not by sight. You see there? So when you see faith, you automatically think that's the word. When you see the word, that you automatically, that is faith. You understand that there? It's very simple. If you grasp this here, everything you notice, believe God for. And we're going to deal with that later, because believing is not faith, and faith is not believing. We're going to look at that in another broadcast. But right now, we're just magnifying that faith is the word, and the word is faith. Say this out loud with me. No faith, no word. No word, no faith. Whose word? God's word is faith. I got to keep magnifying that, so you won't think you got to get faith from some other source. No, your source for faith is the word, and the word is the source of faith, and faith is the source of the word. You cannot separate them. If you can separate water from wet, now we got a problem. You cannot separate water from wet. Water is wet. Faith is the word. The word is faith. And I'm going to keep magnifying this here so that you, those of you who have felt like the devil has told you, you don't have no faith. You don't have no faith. Because that's what he does. He manipulates us with we don't have. We don't have. Don't want you to understand when you're reading the word of God is faith. And how does it come? By hearing. That's what you're doing right now. You're sitting here hearing. And I'm teaching you from the word, which is faith. I'm teaching you from the word of God, which is faith. Do y'all understand that? And when you understand that, you will be ready every day to open the book of faith. And you know the words is faith. And you know the faith is the word. We're going to go further into this here. We're going to go deeper into this here. But I just wanted to magnify the first portion of it. This is going to be life-changing. Make sure you tell your friends, you pass it on, because this is a revelation. And remember, this is the first broadcast. So we're not rushing things. We're going to build it in you to the point where when you open the Bible will open you. When you talk about the word, you know you're relating it. It is faith. Faith is the word. The word of God is faith. Notice I'll say again, the word of God do not have faith. The word of God is faith. You got to understand that. Do you won't be able to ever believe without understanding faith, what faith is first. So we are being blessed by hearing this broadcast.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Made Simple podcast.
Vielen Dank, dass Sie sich den Glauben einfach gemacht Podcast angehört haben.
For more teachings, free resources and materials, head over to www.jwoc.de.
Weitere Lehren und kostenloses Materialien finden Sie unter www.jwoc.de.
We would love for you to subscribe, rate and leave a review if the teachings have blessed you. Until next time, remember, through faith we understand. Shalom.
Wir würden uns freuen, wenn Sie die Lehren abonnieren, bewerten und eine Rezension hinterlassen, wenn Sie von den Lehren gesegnet wurden. Bis zum nächsten Mal denken Sie daran, durch Glauben verstehen wir. Shalom.